Mentioning Old Reliable by Grace Warren. From the editor. At chapter meetings, state conventions, and at our national convention, we work hard to make the content of our meetings both interesting and informative. We must decide how much of our agenda will focus on history, how much on current events, and how much on future planning. Grace Warren assists me in putting together each issue of the Braille Monitor. She has written a piece that encourages us to listen to those who know about our history, learn it, and be in a position to pass it on. Disney's Lady and the Tramp happens to be my mother's all-time favorite Disney movie, and it's in my top five, so we've watched it frequently over the years. When I was younger, I laughed at the way Trusty would several times say, "It's like my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say. Don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before." And Jock, with long-suffering patience, would reply, "Aye, you have," repeatedly, thereby stopping Trusty from telling this story for what may have been the 4,000,000th time. Then there is that final scene in which Trusty brings up Old Reliable, only this time Lady and Tramp's pups say, "No, you haven't, Uncle Trusty," and Trusty is so thrilled. Finally, someone who wants to hear his story. Except that, when Trusty starts to tell the pups this wonderful bit of wisdom that his grandpappy told him, he can't. It's been so long since he got to tell someone what Old Reliable used to say that Trusty has forgotten what it was. As a kid, I found it funny. As an adult, I find it sad. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what the heck a running gag in an old Disney movie has to do with the NFB, blindness, or anything else that would make this article belong in the Monitor. Simply put, it's because I want our people to let Trusty tell us what Old Reliable said once in a while. In every group, there's a Trusty, be it a family, an NFB chapter, a church congregation, or what have you. There's that one person, usually older, whether by age or by years as a member, who is ready and willing to tell the stories at the drop of a hat, and often that person has two or three or five favorite stories to tell about experiences in the group. Some of these stories they tell so frequently that, after a year or so, you and other members can repeat them word for word. Now you love this person, but you come to recognize when Trusty is about to start in on one of these stories, and you've heard it often enough that you'll do just about anything to keep from having to hear it again. Perfectly understandable. There's a limit to how many times you can hear the same thing over and over and keep your sanity. Ask any parent about that movie that somehow got lost, or the cassette tape that got stretched so it wouldn't play anymore. I've only been a member of the NFB for a few years. One of the best parts of working with Gary to put together the Monitor is how interesting it is. I've learned more about civil rights, legislation being considered in Congress, technology, and any number of topics than I ever did in high school, all because of articles I've helped edit. But several times I've had to ask Gary about an issue or an organization that was referenced in passing in an article because, while it's perfectly obvious to someone who was reading the Monitor in the 90s when the issue was huge in the work of the NFB, in 2015 I'm clueless. And I'm not the only one. My best friend has been a member of the NFB for over 20 years, but when I've asked her about a couple of these topics, she didn't know either. Because, after all, she's my age. At the time when whatever it was a hot topic of discussion, she was 10 or 12 or 15, and she wasn't interested in that. She was talking to me about whether NSYNC was better than the Backstreet Boys, or whether our Girl Scout troop would go roller skating or bowling next month. My point is that the story that you're tired of hearing, perhaps we haven't heard it, but we'd like to. This year there's a lot of focus on history, with this being the National Federation of the Blind's 75th anniversary. This is the time when the old stories about the amount of work Dr. Tenbrook did in founding the NFB, or how Dr. Jernigan inspired one of the current leaders of the NFB, or how Dr. Maurer brought the Federation into the new millennium, should be told again and again. Some of you were lucky enough to have met one of these men, gotten to know them, been encouraged or inspired by what they had to say to you. But for me and countless other young members of the Federation, these men are names on an award or a voice heard once a month at chapter meetings when the presidential release is played. It is hearing someone else talk about meeting Dr. Jernigan at a convention, or that letter that Dr. Maurer wrote to them when they were 16, that's how we're going to connect to these leaders. It's a balancing act that all organizations must negotiate. You have to have eyes on the future, have goals that will take you there, and ways of getting members interested in moving that direction. Otherwise, the organization becomes stale, irrelevant, and ultimately, it falls apart. But at the same time, we have to maintain the organizational memory of who we are as a group, where we have come from, how far we have come, and how we made the journey, because that maintains the core of the organization's identity. Those old-timers who remember all those stories, they won't be around forever. They can choose to stop being a member for any number of reasons, or they can be taken from us by age or illness, and with them go memories that can't be replaced. So next time you're at a chapter meeting or a state convention and your local trustee starts winding up that story you've heard 20 times too many, let them tell it just one more time. Do it for that person who joined last year who hasn't learned the story by heart, or for the veteran Federationist who heard it as a kid but who didn't have the attention span to hear it the whole way through the last time trustee told it. When one of our younger members is called upon to relate that story, maybe in a decade or two, you'll be very glad you did. Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you are not just making a donation, you are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the NFB planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gain tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. Eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations. Reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children. Provide hope for seniors losing vision. Promote state and chapter programs and provide information that will educate blind people. Advance technology helpful to the blind. Create a state-of-the-art library on blindness. Train and inspire professionals working with the blind. Provide critical information to parents of blind children. Mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.